This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning to people listening. Good morning to my dear coworkers who I only see on a, I don't know, what is it, a 3-inch by 6-inch screen every day. You guys look very handsome, well-rested.
Thank you so much.
You look sharp in your vest.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You look sharp in your Berkeley sweatshirt.
Thank you. So did everybody have a nice day? Did everybody get to Survivor last night?
I saw some of it, yeah. I was up way too late last
night. Uh-oh, what time?
And didn't even finish, by the way.
Yeah, well, I mean, it didn't end until 11. And it goes right to the end.
Oh, really?
Like, there is no reunion show. The last 5 minutes, they cut to him. And it's, did you watch the thing? Well, I suppose we're supposed to save this for tomorrow. Anyway, it was great.
We liked it.
I loved it. Of course I loved it.
You liked the end result as well?
I do. And we'll talk about it tomorrow. 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, you have between now and then to watch the full epic 3-hour Survivor. Did Brynn or Nicole take a look? No.
I did not.
I watched the first couple minutes of it when, right when they got to the first game, when they came back from extinction, and then I fell asleep. So.
Well, that was about the time to fall asleep. Yeah. Sleep is important. It's like the most important thing. I will say, though, working from home, I'm a lot more relaxed about it. Like,
well, sure.
Well, I have to drive in.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, I'd be falling asleep at, look, if I was not asleep by 8 o'clock on a, you know, back in the olden days, I'm like starting to freak out. And that's not doing me any good toward getting to sleep. But now I'm like, well, worst case scenario, I walk into the dining room table. Like, there's not a lot of traffic.
Yeah, I like Jeff's garage setup.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're talking about that. That's fun.
Yeah.
They send him an IKEA set. Here's your instructions. Put this thing together. Oh, and here's some cameras and audio equipment, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah, it's cool. They...
Yeah, I didn't really get that. I feel like that was a PR move because he could have easily driven into some studio. They didn't have to do it in his garage.
I agree. You know,
but
funny
okay.
Though. You know, I guess if you go into a group, and I thought too, there's like some pretty strong union stuff with who gets to work cameras and who gets to work audio stuff. Like, I get it. It's a pandemic, but.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I don't
know. I know
either.
There's stuff and there's union stuff for sure, but I don't know about it. I just thought
there was a very like love a nicely placed bike off to the, you know, like it's a garage.
He was going for a move there and it's fine. What I watched, I liked. I enjoyed it. I'm telling you, I was up how I stayed up past 11 and didn't see the end is just the reality of having started.
You
started super late.
11?
Oh, even later, actually.
Oh my God.
It's one of those nights. Whatever. You know what? Today's Thursday. That means
tomorrow's Friday.
Right.
Yeah, one more day till Friday.
It's
you know,
Thursday.
I got my side piece done. I had some other homework to get done. That's done too. Bryn helped me with all of the above aforementioned, whatever, however you want to put that. So, Bryn, you probably had work to do beyond your normal pile.
Yeah, not so bad. I mean, you know, I did
look at him
yesterday.
Handling it. Cool as a cucumber, Vin.
Yeah, sure.
It's actually not that difficult. I'm good at audio editing. And it's not
yeah, he's
so
fast.
Hard.
I mean, have you ever seen the way he bangs on the thing and done?
What I'm struggling with right now is because of the pandemic, I'm going out and doing all my dad's work.
Oh, because you don't want your dad getting exposed.
That's right.
Are you kidding me? You're producing a major market morning show, the 24/7 job that is, and you're going and doing plumbing.
Right.
Yeah, oh my god,
okay.
That sounds
that's
so
all right.
Fun.
Isn't your
better
dad
me than
retired?
Him. He has work, but he goes out to the jobs that he knows people need his help. And sometimes
like tenants, like as in the
well, we have tenants, and we have somebody who is his right hand who does all the work, and he oversees that. And without him there, they can't do certain things. Like if it's a lot of troubleshooting, like a plumbing issue. Uh-huh. And there's 6 units that are, you know, with the main line backed up. So he wants to go out to that. And so I get sent out instead.
Ah.
Poo on the floor.
Oh, my God. Who doesn't want to do this job in the morning and then go deal with poo in the afternoon?
So
I mean,
have to walk into these people's apartments or you're dealing outside
sometimes.
The house?
Yesterday was outside the house and I cleaned the main line out. But I've gone into apartments 3 times this week. Into apartments, underneath sinks. But I have a mask on. Underneath sinks and doing stuff.
Oh, I had no idea.
It's the worst.
I had no idea.
Well, that's why you have the keys to the Lambo, though, right? I mean, if you're his left-hand man, is that it?
I guess so. I don't know.
Damn. That sucks.
It makes me realize, you know, how easy audio editing can be.
How cushy this job is comparatively. You know, the whole thing about this job, look, this job can suck. Things can go horribly wrong, but never does poo get on you. Never.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Well,
I've never had it happen.
That this might be one of those, sorry about it, Anita, I'm going to have to leave you with the baby and go do some other stuff, but poo on the
floor. Go get poo on me. I'd rather have poo on me than deal with you and that baby.
I don't feel like that's
yeah, that seems like an extreme.
I do have the right-hand man with us, too, so he's able to do a lot of the hard, heavy lifting sometimes. But he doesn't have as much plumbing experience, so.
Yeah.
Holy moly, dude.
That's something I really don't want, plumbing experience.
It's really handy to know. Like, if
no, listen, I'm sure it is, but at, you know, at this point in my life, I'm thinking I'm not picking up any new skills. I've got enough
just
going
on.
I
have to do it. You just want to know how to do it.
I want to look at it and go, that doesn't seem right. Let me call Bryn.
Right.
Are you going into the city?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Man, really?
Yes. I was in the city. I was driving around to pick up, you know, tools from one place, and after driving to grab the truck first from my dad's house, pick up tools from him, go to the other place to grab some more tools, buy some supplies, go to the place. If you're at the place and you're working, you're like, oh man, I need that other thing. I need to go buy this part. It's a whole job.
So how's the city?
You know what? I was stuck in traffic yesterday.
For the first time probably in 2 months.
Yeah, it was crazy. But I'm driving a big truck, too, so it's not as easy for me to get around. But, like, you know, Fell Street, where it always backs up before it hits Octavia onto the freeway, that was, like, a nightmare. It was backed up for a few blocks. But I guess maybe that's just – I don't know what's going on.
Well, people are getting back.
I'll tell you what's going on. People are leaving.
Yep.
They're leaving, and they're going back to do stuff. I have it in the news that they're able to follow people's cell phones and use those to decide what kind of, you know, action
jobs
is going on out there. And people are leaving their houses. And that's, you know, expected.
Yeah, well,
at this point.
It is expected. And I think, too, that, you know, most people I see out have masks on. And really, there's a lot of places you can't even go in without one. So I'm sure, you know, people are taking some precautions and just need to get back to it. And if they can, they do, you know. It's I mean, the people it's hardest for is you guys, you know, people who have little kids, no school open to you, no daycare open to you. And then your job opens back up and goes, yeah, you got to come in or we're going to find someone who can.
Yeah. Well, that's where. Yeah. Yeah.
You figure it out. It's the opposite
yeah,
of awesome.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm keeping the kids, so there's no.
Yeah, it's weird how you kind of get attached to them.
Yeah.
It's like, God, why did I have you? I mean, I'm keeping you and everything, but.
Right.
Jesus.
No, I'm keeping the kid. And that kid's pretty fond of me, too. So it would be really hard as she's screaming to just be like, well, you're going to punt. You know, this just didn't work out. I'm sorry.
We'll find you a nice family. They'll love you. If it doesn't work out with them, you can come back here for a little while and then we'll find you some other nice family.
Vinny, were you able to watch the video of Isla yesterday?
I didn't get to, no.
Oh, you got to take a second.
I think they did, though. And they're pretty happy. And
I think I saw something from Chris this morning. I just sort of flipped through real quick and I'm pretty sure I saw a comment on there. I think she thanked me and you, Bryn, for having her on. And that kid is so cute. I thought about her a lot. I saw that yesterday and was like,
look, want to hear a cat joke? Just kidding.
Laugh track kicks in. It's funny. It's good times.
Is that the joke? Is that what she did?
She did that.
I had her little sister
Diva.
In here. So
we
I was
heard.
Trying to.
We could hear.
Oh, okay. I was trying to keep that from getting onto the mic. So I wasn't paying attention.
We heard one sharp no. And then we were like, oh, God, is he going to make her get off the air? Turned out you were dealing with Hulk baby. So
yeah. No, that was sister. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's
well,
good, right?
Listen, you know, everybody's we're figuring out our way through this whole thing. One of the things that's happening all the time, like Zooms and house parties and all those things that, you know, people are doing their Friday night fun times on with their pals or, you know, whatever. You're working it out so that you have a meeting and everything else. Since we've been in lockdown, I've had this email issue. And John has spent the last 3 days trying to fix this. This is the email I've had for. How long since you've known me, right? I mean, I've had this email, same email on our own server.
Well, I don't remember your previous email, but I remember he set up a server like your own deal.
Right.
Right?
He did. And so I've had this same email like forever. and John's great. He's like a troubleshooter and an IT guy, which everyone needs an IT guy. Oh my God. I'd still be using a landline and you know, with a rotary dial if it wasn't for John. So he has spent the last 3 days trying to figure this thing out because since we got in lockdown, he is convinced that between Zoom, House Party, and whatever other apps I've been asked to download to do various things, that has somehow corrupted this. Like somebody has gotten a hold of that address.
TikTok, I'm not sure, but you know, I've heard bad things about TikTok.
I mean, it certainly could be TikTok. That's a new thing. You know what? I'm just trying to figure out because I can't remember when the first email I got about this was. I suppose I could go back in my emails,
right,
and try to figure it out.
Although you probably I double delete. Well, you don't do that, so you wouldn't. You might still have them, right?
Oh, I still have everything.
Okay,
I've ever.
There you go.
I'm sure. Let me see if it says how many things are in my trash. And I can't get a count, but it's tons.
All right,
it's years worth of them. They must fall off at some point, right?
Usually it's a
30-day
setting.
My setting is a 30-day thing, right? So I probably can't even figure out what the date of the first one is. But the thing is just so corrupted. Like this morning I woke up. We thought we fixed it. We thought it was all good. I'm like, woo, that's great. You're the best, John. I go to bed. I wake up 452 new return emails. They're like these mail delivery failure things. So someone has taken my email address and is clearly trying to take my address and splash emails on the world and they're all getting rejected. Or maybe they're not. Maybe zillions of them are going out and these are just the ones that got rejected.
Yeah,
I don't know,
but that's bogus.
So anyway, if you're trying to get a hold of me, text is the way. to my bosses. I don't know if you're listening to this, probably not. You know, you don't have to worry about us. You can sleep in, listen to your other crummy morning shows. Listen, the competition. But if you're trying to get a hold of me, that's how. So Bryn, just let this part of your job, let everyone know Sarah just cannot be reached for comment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But so that's like the bad thing that, you know, I'm actually sort of wondering if other people will come forward and go, yeah, I got TikTok or I got House Party or I got Zoom and I also got jacked.
Yeah, I'm avoiding all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And not because
it's worth it. TikTok's totally worth it.
I'm trying to necessarily take some I just don't have time to play games, but luckily I haven't had that same issue.
Yeah.
I did. I told you though, 2 weeks ago I got an email from Apple Security and I almost fell for it. It looked so legit.
Oh, right, right.
I mean, it was really like, hey, just need you to log in order to, and I start reading it, and down there at the bottom, somehow they always make some mistake. How can they do such
why
an incredibly
can't they get
legit?
Some, right. Can they get someone to proofread this thing? I'm like, really? My bank is telling me we have for you to call us. I'm like, no, you don't have for me to call you.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
or click here or whatever.
That's the closest I've been since we've been locked down to really, you know, tubing my security.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
It would have been really,
the thing
really
is,
bad.
Sometimes you click on stuff just because you're not really thinking. Like, oh, let me see. Click. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people get, but, you know, hopefully our radar's up, you know, making sure that we're not clicking on that one thing that corrupts everything. Corrupt. That's the word.
And
corrupted.
I got
rotted.
A story about Zoom being sued.
Oh,
during
for
all
what?
Of this. Well, Zoom, apparently Zoom, now that we're all using it or some, you know, maybe you've had some relationship with it over the last 2 months. Zoom went from nothing to huge in a day, a month. In the month of March, it went from like 10 million users to 200 million users,
right.
I think are the numbers.
Went from I've never heard of it to please let me never hear of that again.
Right. So apparently a church in the city got Zoom bombed or whatever they call it, where their church classes were getting graphic porn pushed
horror.
Into the video screens. And, you know, I actually...
And the children were corrupted.
Well, the children, you know, whatever. And even I just feel like, look, here's some people trying to do whatever they
class,
believe.
Right.
And they're trying to do it using the technology that's available, and suddenly, it turns into a hustler or a,
yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Oh, that is just wrong. God, the Lord frowns upon that.
You know that feeling? I do know this feeling where you're trying to be quiet, and the volume pops on your. computer or
yes
you know you're trying like anytime you something oh god you just
and you're like scrambling to turn it off and then you drop the thing and it goes
right.
flying and
so I
lands
can see
in the priest's
it
lap
a full-blown scene for the person trying to run that Zoom thing and
yeah it's horrifying
whatever
yeah.
I guess Zoom says they have plenty of security and it's not their fault but it'll be interesting to see if that even goes to court. I mean,
well, listen, nobody wants to go to church classes. So, you know, I would say look within your circle, church people. I mean, it's just a suggestion. I know I didn't want to go to any CCD, and I don't know what kind of church class we're having here. You know,
either.
How to have your hands be cleanliness that's next to godliness. I don't know what the class is. Anyway, that's boy, Zoom. It's funny because Bryn wants to do a whole thing with Zoom.
Should we not?
Yeah, we should not.
Well, Vinny doesn't want to have that on us. He doesn't want to get corrupted. I'm going to go with Vinny on this.
All right, fine. Talk to you guys.
I like what we're doing here. This works. I see you. You look great.
I know, but we could do this and have it be viewable by listeners. They could pop
screen
in.
Screen share.
And you know. Sales would like this because when we're not on the air playing commercials, they could put their little banner ads up or whatever.
Oh, so they want to do it.
I don't know.
I haven't talked to sales about it.
Yeah.
I don't.
This is just as we were kicking the idea around.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking to still have a radio station when this is all over. Let's make these guys some money in any way
right.
we possibly can. It's Thursday. It's
all right.
Thursday. I couldn't believe when I woke up this
puppy
morning.
On
I'm
the
thinking,
road, right?
I'm like, how is it already Thursday? I know. Tomorrow's Friday. Boom. Big plays for the weekend? Nope.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you answered your own question because I don't have a snappy comeback for that.
No, the answer is no.
I got nothing for you.
Yeah, I wish I had something. It'd be really fun to do something. I would love to get out in the world and just be normal again. And it'll be another weekend like last weekend. All right, ready? Let's do this. KLLCKLLCHD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice and Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.